Well, the Congressional Budget Office is out with its latest estimate of baseline funding available to write the next farm bill. The CBO says the last farm bill saved much more than expected on food stamps and crop insurance. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says the Budget Office expects more baseline savings on farm and nutrition programs over the next 10 years.
Commodity programs are expected to drop in costs from $8.5 billion to $5.5 billion. That drop includes a major assumption by CBO that corn and soybean farmers will overwhelmingly switch from ARC County to PLC for their Title I program.
As producers seek a more certain price floor amid continued low prices and as crop insurance remains a popular safety net program,
crop insurance spending is expected to go up by about $4 billion per year in the later years of these estimates, which would put it back around $8 billion per year. Meanwhile, food stamp spending is expected to average $68.1 billion per year over the coming decade.
$7.5 billion a year less than the last farm bill. But Grassley points out funding for 37 farm bill programs will expire without new funding, while numerous groups are calling for new spending in other areas.
The bottom line is that the budget challenge in this farm bill will be very hard to overcome, perhaps as hard as it's ever been.
Especially since budget writers could demand additional savings in government programs. House Ag appropriators have already proposed a $5 billion cut in fiscal year 18 food stamp spending. Well, we're inviting you to listen to Inside Agriculture today. And, of course, we're going to be giving away tickets to the Brothers Osborne. They'll be at the North Dakota State Fair. We have concert tickets available. You can ask for two or you can ask for four. When they're gone, they're gone. Here's the number to call, 701-551-0890. Now, well, you can call now. So if you want to call that number, feel free to do so, and we'll give you the tickets you want. Once those tickets are gone, they're gone. Now, also want to remind you, that is a week from this coming Sunday at the North Dakota State Fairgrounds in Minot. Okay, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Japan and the EU and trade.